Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 223, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 223. God is my life. I have no life but His. I was mistaken when I thought I lived apart from God, a separate entity that moved in isolation, unattached, and housed within a body. Now I know my life is God's. I have no other home. And I do not exist apart from Him. He has no thoughts that are not part of me. And I have none but those which are of Him. Our Father, let us see the face of Christ instead of our mistakes. For we who are your holy sons are sinless. We would look upon our sinlessness, for guilt proclaims that we are not your son. And we would not forget you longer. We are lonely here and long for heaven, where we are at home. Today we would return. Our name is yours, and we acknowledge that we are your son. Amen. When I first read this lesson, I wanted an example of the lesson. And what came to mind as I contemplated were two examples I've been given recently. One was the story that Ganeshan told me about the calf in lesson 212, which is a motivation story, and the example of the beautiful mind in lesson 221, which is the example of very open-minded, of questioning everything that comes into the mind. So the question for this lesson is, do I want God to be my life? And to look at that deeply. And the follow-up question is, how does this look in my life? If I decide I want God as my life, and I have no other life but His, then how does that look like in my life? What do I do in my life with my mind to make that happen? The Olympics are going on. And I see these Olympic athletes who have their mind set. They have set a goal and they are working towards it. And they work towards it diligently every time they get out there. They are one-minded, working towards making the goal. Am I doing that? Is my goal as important as their goal? Is my goal of making God my life as important to me as this athlete's goal of winning a race? And if it is, am I putting into it what an athlete puts into it to win a race? Am I thinking about the goal during the day? Do I visualize winning the race, making God my life? When I fall off the beam, do I see it was just a mistake? And do I tell myself I can do it better and visualize what it's like to not fall off the beam? Do I envision seeing the face of Christ instead of seeing my mistakes? Let me do that throughout the day, every day, as an athlete would envision winning the race. And let me tell myself I know I can accomplish the goal. I just need to keep doing the right steps, forgiving and uncovering false beliefs. Do I believe I can make God my life? That is part of setting the goal. I have to set a goal that I believe in. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to set the goal and accept no other. Help me to be one-minded with you in confidence that I am choosing strength, truth, life, and freedom. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, be still and lay aside all thoughts of what you are and what God is. All concepts that you have learned about the world, all images you hold about yourself, Thank you for joining with me in accepting God as my life. I have no life but His. Namaste.